Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
All aboard! Oh.
Crash. Choo-choo, that's how we do it here. We do not treat our sound instruments with kid gloves here. It's got to be rugged. It's got to be rugged. It's the Friday train whistle. It's the Bob Almanac, which we have a sponsor here today. Usually it's the Bob FM t-shirt, hoodie, and hat sales almanac. But today, the Invisible Wounds Project. In fact, all week here, maybe even the next week, we'll wait and see.
Okay.
Are sponsoring with their Freedom Fest coming up. The Eli Young Band, along with Easton Corbin, coming to Freedom Fest at Running Aces Casino at September 28th, everybody. Sponsored by B&F Fastener Supply. Get your tickets now at iwproject.org. iwproject.org. And again, it's Freedom Fest, Running Aces Casino, a week from tomorrow. Don't you dare miss it. Today's Almanac. Don't miss it here today, Friday, September 20th, 264th day of the year. And Allie is going to have total command of today's Gone But Not Forgotten, as provided by Neil Staff.
Can't wait.
This date, 1519. Ooh. Ferdinand Magellan, 1519. You know, he's Mr. Circumnavigate the Globe guy, even though he personally did not circumnavigate.
Nope.
Because they took him out of the Philippines. I think it was the Philippines, right?
I don't know.
The Filipinos got tired of his act. But this was the date that he left. He left Spain to find a route to the Spice Islands of Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he got any spices out of the deal.
I don't know.
Spices were huge. That's like gold back then.
Yeah,
spice.
It was money.
Was very big. And I think Ferdinand Magellan was the man who invented pumpkin spice. That was one of the ones. But you know, actually, he went to Indonesia. He got pumpkin spice, but then somebody dropped it overboard. And then centuries later, we finally found it again.
Wow.
We lost centuries. Exactly. So Magellan was killed during the trip in the Philippines. But again, one of his ships eventually made the journey, technically circumnavigating the globe. That's the state, 1519. How about 1941? How about a cartoon?
La, 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 la. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la made his debut on this date in Looney Tunes and the Merry Melodies, debuting in that Notes to You. It's a Porky Pig cartoon, and he was a side actor. And, of course, it wasn't the Sylvester that we would come to know and love. A different Sylvester, but still Sylvester at the same time. It was the beginning of Sylvester, basically.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't look like Sylvester.
It doesn't?
No.
Hmm.
No. No, well, looks
is
different.
He, is he a black cat?
He is, but it doesn't have the same face and everything. It's just different. And that's kind of how that whole thing went back then.
Yeah.
Those cartoons would debut they evolved. That's the exact word that we need to use there. Although it was funny because we had the debut earlier this week, the anniversary of the debut of Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote together. And they were exactly the way they have always been.
Yeah.
But for a lot of them, including Sylvester, you know, Elmer Fudd, some of the other ones. Who was the shooting guy? You see him on a lot of mud flaps.
Oh, my gosh.
I
what's
can't think
wrong
of his
with
name
us?
Either.
The Waskly Wabbit guy.
Yeah. No, that's Elmer Fudd.
Well, that's who I thought you were talking about.
No, I did mention Elmer Fudd, but I'm talking about the other one. The guy with the mustache, the red beard, and the guns.
Yosemite.
Yosemite Sam. That's exactly it. Nice work.
Thanks.
So 1941, we had Sylvester. 1958.
Well, Dr. King, what are your plans now after your full recovery? Will you return to the South? Will you continue to lead the fight against segregation?
Very definitely. As soon as I'm fully recovered, I plan to plunge right back into the struggle with my associates and colleagues.
So, 1958, Martin Luther King Jr., you know, 1968, he was shot, killed, and assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1958, he was almost killed.
I did not know. A woman,
a black woman, stabbed him in the chest.
What?
Seriously injured. King was making an appearance at a New York City department store this date in 1958. And there he was in the hospital doing an interview while he was recovering from this attack.
Nine lives.
1958. How about 1972?
The cannabis seeds had been planted at his farm about 4 miles from here.
It was said that those seeds had been sent to you. How did you come to grow them?
Yeah, well, we got a load of seeds, you know, kind of in the post. And we didn't know what they were, you know. We kind of planted them all, and five of them came up illegal.
He was hoping they were a giant corn stalk so he could go get the goose that laid the golden egg, I think.
He had no idea what they were.
They were going to get high in a different way.
That's amazing.
It is. I didn't know what they were.
We had no idea. Yes, we thought we'd plant them and see what happens.
That's former Beatle Paul McCartney arrested. And I don't know, was Linda arrested too? She was there with him.
I don't know, but that's exactly what you
should
say.
No, wait. Linda didn't plant them. She just cultivated them. She weeded around the plants.
Fertilized
right,
them.
Right, exactly. We don't know if they actually, you know, consumed them. But
I love that
Paul
answer.
McCartney arrested for
I had
growing.
No idea what
they came
were.
In the post. Only an Englishman would say, oh, they came in the post. Growing marijuana on his farm in Scotland this day, 1972, 1973. Bootleg audio from Jim Croce's last concert in Sherman, Texas, this date. In fact, he was in Louisiana. So he was in Louisiana. I think it was Louisiana State. He was at a college. And that's where that's from, Louisiana.
Okay.
And then he took off on his way to a concert the next day in Sherman, Texas, and his plane crashed.
Aww.
And he was only 30 years old.
Not a bummer.
Jim Croce.
I love
only
him.
30, and he had decades of music left in him. And he was cut short.
Terrible.
He had a few posthumous hits as well that had been recorded and not yet released. And there he was singing Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. Of course, you don't mess around with Jim is one of my favorite ones.
I bet you do.
you know, I got a name, Operator.
Yeah.
I just love Operator.
Yeah. Man.
Photographs and memories. Mm-hmm. Same day in 73 at the Houston Astrodome.
It is over. Let's watch Bobby Riggs.
They called it the Battle of the Sexes.
Bobby, he'll behave like a perfect gentleman. And so this is what it's come down to here in the Houston Astrodome. A long-awaited match, hustled and promoted ceaselessly and shrewdly by Bobby Riggs. Excitement engendered all over the country as Billie Jean.
It's a big event if Howard Cosell is calling it. It was the Battle of the Sexes. Billie Jean King, who was in her prime at 29, against way past his prime, Bobby Riggs, who is 55.
Wow.
Now, Bobby Riggs, earlier that year in May, defeated Margaret Court, who was actually ranked higher in the world of women's tennis than Billie Jean King was at the time. She was the number one rated player, and Bobby Riggs beat her rather easily, 6-2, 6-1. And then we have this one here, the Astrodome, and Billie Jean King beats Bobby Riggs 6-4, 6-3, 6-3.
Wow.
So, and what's really notable about this, and you got to commend Billie Jean King, she was confident. She did the three out of five instead of the two out of three, like the women do. The women do the two out of three.
Okay.
And they did, and she went with the men's three out of five and still beat Bobby Riggs.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. I didn't know that story.
If you ever watch the video, he looks way more like an accountant or some guy that works at a bank than somebody who was a professional tennis player, who he was pretty good in his day.
How come they don't do that anymore?
They don't. No.
I know why.
They don't. Well, there's some gender mixing. I suppose it might happen, and you don't even know it until after the fact.
I knew you were going to go there.
But it was one of the Williams sisters. Was it Venus? It was Serena who said she was the number one player, and she wouldn't be able to beat like the 300 ranked male player.
Okay.
Is what she said. She it was said on that. Letterman okay. or something like that. So you just don't see it anymore. It'd have to be an old guy. I like to see John McEnroe play. And maybe they have, and I just haven't seen it happen.
Maybe.
And I think, John, I think there's been some discussion on that. I'm pretty sure it's come up. And John McEnroe's the kind of guy who would might say something about that.
And what about the one that had the hair? What's his name?
The one that had the hair. Oh, he doesn't have it anymore. Yeah. Sadly. He
what was his name again? I cannot.
Andre Agassi.
Yes, Andre, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he might do it, too, just for a little publicity.
Let's move up to 83.
This is Francie.
I don't follow tennis the way I used to, so I'm not sure if there's been any discussion of a men versus women.
This is Charles. He likes women with smooth skin, long legs, and loving eyes. We showed him videotapes of these three women, and he picked one as his date.
Who doesn't?
Oh my gosh.
Which one will our audience choose? Today on Love Connection, you'll find out who they picked.
It was a good one.
And everything that happened on their dates. Now, here to tell us more about Love Connection is our host, Chuck Woolery.
Oh, Chuck.
Good old Chuck Woolery and the first episode of Love Connection. Love Connection premiered this day, 1983. That was must-watch viewing, much TV viewing in our house in the afternoon, running in syndication. And, of course, what would Chuck always say going to break?
Back in two and two.
Two and two.
Oh,
yes, that
it.
Was his calling sign, his signature. And 1980. I'd like to see some kind of a study to see how many marriages came out of that. Love connection.
I would too. I've had a lot of thoughts about that. I wonder what Chuck Woolery was like behind the scenes if he tried to hit on some of the girls that were
there. Exactly.
Dating, you know?
Let's say she got turned down, the audience picks somebody else, and the guy goes, well, I'll go with her, and maybe, you know, well, hi, I'm Chuck Woolery.
Yes.
I'm your instead of getting a year's supply of rice aroni or the home game. Your parting gift is me, Chuck Woolery. Why not?
I bet.
I would have tried that if I was Chuck. So let's move on to 2001, something a little more serious now.
All right.
By aiding and abetting murder, the Taliban regime is committing murder. And tonight, the United States of America makes the following demands on the Taliban. Deliver to United States authorities all the leaders of Al-Qaeda who hide in your land.
Joint session of Congress here on this date for George W. Bush, president, just a little more than a week, not quite 2 weeks after the September 11th attack.
Yeah.
He declared a war on terror during that joint session of Congress on this date. And, of course, the whole invasion of Afghanistan would then follow.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, trying to root out those Al-Qaeda terrorists and the Taliban. They weren't all that. He made all kinds of demands of the Taliban. I don't think they agreed to any
they
of those.
Didn't listen.
They were more than happy to aid and abet Al-Qaeda back in the day in 2001. And then I think didn't we pull out of Afghanistan and leave them a lot of our junk, which was billion-dollar junk in some of the cases?
Yes.
The Taliban. Like they had a free garage sale there, unfortunately. It was not a good situation.
No.
2001. How about 2016? This was in the news, entertainment news.
ABC is confirming Angelina Jolie has filed for divorce from Brad Pitt, confirming a story that broke this morning on the website TMZ, which is reporting additional details. According to TMZ, Jolie lists the date of their separation as last Thursday, September 15th.
Bradgelina. Came to an end on this date with Angelina Jolie filing for divorce papers with Brad Pitt. Irreconcilable differences. I think the big difference was that Brad Pitt never agreed to wear a vial of her blood around his neck. I think that was the problem, and she never got over it. Because Billy Bob Thornton did.
I know
Billy Bob Thornton did, and I think she just expected Brad Pitt to do the same, but...
possible.
Brad Pitt is not Billy Bob Thornton.
No.
That was a state 2016. Is Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt, are they connected with anybody now? I think
Brad has been seen with someone, but Angelina, I think she's kept her private life very private. But
very
Brad's been with someone for a while now, and that he just was seen with her finally.
Okay. Somebody that we know or somebody not really that well known? Okay.
I think a model.
Hey, let's do birthdays now today.
Can I get you something, ma'am?
Oh, yes. Please, it's so hot in here. Maybe some ice water could cool me down.
Yes, ma'am.
Max, I've been thinking, it's such a shame that we got off on the wrong foot.
It's a shame.
I bet if we gave it another chance.
Sophia Loren taking a run. Sophia Loren walks into this bar, and it's hard to believe that Walter Matthau is the best option.
Poor
in
girl.
In all that bar. Exactly. I mean, is she nearsighted or what? I don't know. But she goes right to Walter Matthau. And, you know, she says it's hot in that bar. Meanwhile, you got Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon with full flannel.
I was going to say, I bet they're in turtlenecks.
They're not having problems. So Sophia Loren, the lovely Sophia Loren. Yeah. There she is in Grumpier Old Men, but she was a sex symbol, iconic 1960s. And she's still around. She's 90 today.
What?
Can you believe that?
No.
Yeah, exactly, 90.
What the hell? It's a damn cougar in the car.
Well, there's a cougar in the car. I put it in there. You got to learn to drive with the fear. And there ain't nothing more damn frightening than driving with a live cougar in the car.
God, where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza. Now, get back in that car, you hear me?
No, I'm not getting in that car.
Reese Bobby, Ricky Bobby's father, he's the one who quoted, said, if you're not first, you're last.
Love it.
His name is Gary Cole. He's 68. And, of course, the best part of that scene isn't so much the cougar. You remember what the cougar's name was?
No.
Karen.
Oh, no
Karen
way.
The cougar, yeah.
How about that?
Ricky Bobby, Will Ferrell's wearing a Crystal Gale shirt.
Oh, no.
And sadly, he ruins his Crystal Gale shirt.
I love that.
In that scene.
Crystal Gale shirt.
Gary Cole, Brady Bunch, Office Space, several others. Mm-hmm. He's a good actor. He's funny. He's 68 today. Oh, hold me now. I know you know this song. Whoa. Oh, hold my heart. The Thompson Twins.
Yes. Stay.
So they're a trio, and the lady, Alana Curry, who was the vocalist, percussionist, xylophone player, she was playing expertly the cowbell in there. It was the woodblock. It was one of the two. If you see that video for that show, she is standing in front of just a collection of percussion instruments, bells, and there's pans, and looks like a spatula, and various other things hanging from this bar. And that's what she's using. It's kind of like a xylophone. And it's genius for the Thompson Twins.
That's great.
And that's Alana Curry. They're the British group out of Auckland, New Zealand. None of them are related. There are no twins. The Thompson Twins.
Really?
No, there isn't. Alana Curry, 67 today.
You're going to take a baseball bat to a horseman. Finish the job. Because there's one rule of gang fighting. See, we are the original gang, and we're the most vicious in all of professional wrestling history. They send one of yours to the hospital, you send one of theirs to the morgue.
That's Arn Anderson. He was one of the, he's one of the four horsemen. He was the enforcer, Arn Anderson. Minnesota guy.
Well, he sounds like, oh my gosh, the wrestler.
Actually, he was born in Georgia. There was the other Anderson that was part of the Andersons. I think that was from Minnesota. But this
that
is
sounded
Arn
like
Anderson.
Hulk Hogan. That's who I thought
it was. Arn Anderson. Right. Totally different than Hulk Hogan.
Got
Arn
it.
Anderson, one of the four horsemen. He's also 67 here today.
Behind every great man is a great woman?
And you're mine, sweetie.
But Don, what have I ever done for you?
I wear antiperspirant now.
Yeah, well, that's true, but it's not enough.
Kristen Johnston, there she is, third rock from the sun. She's 57 today. Hmm. She played, was she Wilma? No. She was somebody in Viva Rock Vegas, the Flintstones.
Okay.
The Flintstones movie. Was she Ann Margrock? I can't remember. Kristen Johnston. Ann Margaret, by the way, was the femme fatale of the first Grumpy Old Men movie, right?
Sure
it
was
her, then Sophia Loren came. In the second one. Our rapper of the day, and by the way, Kristen Johnston from Third Rock of the Sun, they're acting with Newman. I keep forgetting that Newman from Seinfeld was also in Third Rock from the Sun, and he was very good in that.
Too.
You know, he played a policeman in that one. He loved wearing uniforms because he's a mailman in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Our rapper of the day is Young Jock.
Oh.
Young Jock, J-O-C. It could be Yock. Maybe the J is silent. We don't know. Young Yock.
I bet it's
is 44 today. And then this guy, I think he won American Idol.
And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Usually when Neil starts singing, that's I mute, but certainly not with you. I would never do that. There's no muting going on. So yeah, Philip Phillips from American Idol. Yeah, he did. He won the 11th season of American Idol. And his song, Home, was like the best-selling of all the American Idol releases. Every winner releases a big song, right?
Right.
Coming out of it, and they put it out on radio and downloads. And his was, and I think it still is,
the
best-selling song in the history of American Idol, a lot of those.
And I think he wrote it. And
why not?
That's super rare. Usually they have other
writers.
Usually
they give you one, right?
Yeah,
they
correct.
Say they force one down your throat. You got to do this one. Because then we want the royalties, Jack.
Exactly.
Philip Phillips is 34 today. Here's Allie.
Here I am. All right. Well, these folks were all born on this day. And they're all, you know, I'm going to say it at the end, gone but not forgotten.
Yes.
But these famous people would have celebrated birthdays on this day. Basketball Hall of Famer Arnold Red Auerbach, born on this day in 1917.
When I knew we had a game one, I used to light up a Dutch Master or El Producto cigar. But then they mostly stopped using the natural leaf wrapper. Now I smoke King Edward Deluxe in the white pack. They still have a real important
tobacco. He was famous for his cigar smoking.
He was?
Yeah, he would be on the sidelines coaching the, you know, he would tell guys what to do. He would take his cigar out and he'd go, you go there, you guard that guy. All the time he's just flailing that cigar around. That was back when you could smoke in arenas.
Right, right. Well, he was born on this day in 1917, passed away at the age of 89 in 2006.
And he led the Boston Celtics to how many NBA titles?
Looks like 16 in the span of 29 years.
As a coach and, was it nine, as a coach? I think
says
it was only
nine
NBA titles as a coach, but then I think as a general manager there were more.
Seven NBA titles for a total of 16 in a span of 20 years.
I got you. Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I mean,
good enough.
We did it. All right. Also born on this day in 1918, actress Peg Phillips.
From Northern Exposure.
Northern Exposure. That's correct.
You know what I'd like to do? Dance. Dance? Uh-huh. Where? Here. On my grave. It's the opportunity of a lifetime, wouldn't you?
Who else gets a chance to dance on their own grave? I don't know the storyline, how that happened, but there
Me
you go.
Either.
Did she travel back in time?
Possibly.
Or ahead in time?
She was born on this day in 1918, and she lived until 84 years old. Also born on this day in 1925 is doo-wop musician from the Coasters, bass singer Bobby Nunn.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Don't talk back.
Just finish.
There you go. Well, that's good.
That was Bobby Nunn there at the end there. Also born on this day in 1929, comedian Ann Mira.
Funny lady.
Super funny.
I can't believe you're doing this.
I love him, Spencer.
He's treating you like an old dish rag.
No marriage is perfect.
There she is from King of Queens, where at the final episode, she gets married to her real-life husband, Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller.
Outstanding.
Isn't that great? Yeah, they had a comic duo for years and years and years, and then, of course, you know, their son is Ben Stiller. But she was born on this day in 1929. Also born on this day in 1947, the drummer from the group Styx, John Pinozzo.
His twin brother played bass.
Still does play
Still
bass.
Does play
for the
bass.
Styx. Yep. Or the Styx. Shame on
the
me.
The Styx.
Shame
well,
on
it's
me.
It's fine to say because the Styx. It's
I'm
the
fired.
Styx River.
Fired.
Named after.
Yeah, they're fraternal twins. But yeah, his brother. So Chuck. Yeah, Chuck still plays with him. Part-time, because he's kind of a sickly guy, actually. But John passed away at only 47 years old. So sounds like he had some trouble with alcohol. But he played drums for Styx. They actually founded Styx together, and his brother Chuck. All right, last but not least on my list is Hockey Hall of Famer, born on this day in 1951, Guy Lafleur.
Okay, now I get to do this because somebody did this to me when I was 20 years old.
Okay.
First radio job. And it would have been probably this date because I also said Guy Lafleur.
Oh, no.
And it's French. But I didn't realize it. I watched the North Stars, but I didn't know a lot about the Montreal Canadiens at the time.
What did I do wrong?
It's Guy Lafleur. But somebody actually called the radio station and chastised me saying, it's Guy, you dummy. Oh. And I said Guy, like Guy Smiley.
That's so
sneaky. From Sesame Street.
Yeah, that's what it's spelled.
He was the flower.
The flower.
And now they're all...
gone, but not forgotten.
Are you sticking around for the Bobathon?
Yes, please.
It was so fun. It all came full circle. It was probably this date, 1990, that somebody did that.
That's crazy.
On Guy Lafleur's birthday. It's Guy, not Guy, you dummy. I go, I'm 20. Give me a,
I don't have that excuse here.
All right. You're paying me $3 an hour. Come on. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Brooks and Dunn, My Next Broken Heart, Adelaida, George Strait, or Patti Loveless? I try to think about Elvis.
Ooh, Patti Loveless.
Here we go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.